This program is brought to you by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraic O Tuama. Now in paperback and featuring immersive reflections on 50 powerful poems.
Hi, I'm Sophia Sinclair, author of Cannibal and How to Say Babylon, and Poem A Day guest editor for the month of October. I hope you enjoy today's offering, brought to you by the Academy of American Poets.
This is Idil Hassan reading the excised and unexcised version of Under the Tuscan Sun, 2003, A Romance Interrupted. Under the Tuscan Sun, 2003, A Romance. In lieu of a breakdown, I buy a Tuscan villa with what's left of the alimony. The keys I am given are old, and because I'm a novelist, I imagine my past lives as the generations that once lived in this house. The man who will teach me that after a lengthy divorce I can still orgasm takes me to Rome. Oh, Roma, I already miss the Tuscan fields, the olive trees, row after fragrant row. Love becomes me in this new city. I am always radiant. I dress in white, cinched at the waist. I antique shop, never suspecting I could find such fine china. He leaves me, of course. After all, we never survive it, the hours-long drive between us. I don't shed a single tear. Besides, there are many men to take his place, ballads of them, men who will touch me. This is the pinnacle of romance, men who tell me I have eyes they could drown in. I want to lie naked in their beds and rename each place they kiss me. Giorgio, Marcello, Pietro, whose oiled lips at dinner could make a blush cross Mary's porcelain cheeks. Under the Tuscan Sun, 2003, A Romance Interrupted. In lieu of a breakdown, I buy a Tuscan villa with what's left of the alimony. The keys I'm given are old, and because I am a novelist, I imagine my past lives as the generations that once lived in this house, and each one of them is white. Citizenship goes unsaid, the visa process unsexy, taxing, and therefore not worthy of a plot line, unlike the man who will teach me that after a lengthy divorce I can still orgasm. He takes me to Rome. Oh, Roma, I already miss the Tuscan fields, where the olive trees are plucked by black hands that were plucked from the Mediterranean, and from the road don't look like hands at all, but like row after fragrant row of gnarled branches. Love becomes me in this new city. I am always radiant. My body, after all, a vessel of history, but I dress it in white, cinched at the waist, and no one says a thing. I antique shop, never suspecting I could find my skull behind glass, just another artifact, price-tagged and measured among such fine china. He leaves me, of course. After all, we'd never survive it. Not love or the hours-long drive between us, but the credits rolling. I don't shed a single tear. I'm lying, enough to flood the piazza. Besides, there are many men to take his place, ballads of them. Men who will touch me, their hands staying hands, and not blossoming into a rifle or a colony of ants. This is a pinnacle of romance, I'm sure. Men who tell me I have eyes they could drown in. Men who have never been left to die at sea. I want to lie naked in their beds, my desire simple and ahistoric, and rename each place they kiss me, like conquered territory. Giorgio, Marcello, Pietro, whose oiled lips at dinner could make a blush cross Mary's porcelain cheeks. About this poem. I wrote this poem after watching the film and considering Persona and how all rom-coms exist in the genre of fantasy. What must be excised in order for romance to succeed? How is belief a form of erasure? How is persona possession as defined by ownership and as spiritual capture? Is it possible to have a steamy love affair after a brief mental breakdown? This poem has become a larger hybrid project in the form of a film treatment that uses the work of Sadia Hartman and Robert Bresson to explore these questions.
Poem A Day is the original daily poetry series featuring new work by today's poets. Produced by the Academy of American Poets, this free digital series is made possible by you, our readers and listeners. Learn more about Poem A Day, and if you can, please consider supporting this work by visiting poets.org/give.